Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have. Tell a story about a woman with an issue. Had it 12 long years, didn't know what to do. She heard about a man coming through her town. She fell to her knees and crawled on the ground. She said, if I could only touch but the gift of his garment, I'ma give it all I have. Moment. Come on, help me see.
I'm a Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, Giovanna Scott, who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is called Pastor Kashima Douglas and Pastor D.L. Douglas Sr. We welcome you to come on in, have a seat. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. This is a no-judgment zone. We do not care what you did last night nor this morning. We are here to encourage and inspire you. The scripture for this morning is 1 Timothy 3 and 5. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? Again, 1 Timothy 3 and 5. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church?
Amen. Amen. Great, great, great scripture this morning. Great scripture, great energy on this morning. It is just, it's Testimony Tuesday, and we're just excited about what God is going to do on today. We just love being a part of your day. We love being a part of your life. We thank you guys so very much. Remember, guys, that number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Please remember to call and to share that number. Have your friends to call in. Tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. The No Judgment Zone is on the air. And we are just excited about what God is getting ready to do and is doing on today on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, before we go any further, let us go into prayer. Let us talk to the Father before we go any further. Gracious Master, we thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, oh God. God, that is consistently and constantly in our life. Father, we thank you for what you are doing and what you've already done. Father, we thank you for the overwhelming power and grace and mercy that is you. Father, we thank you for just coming in, God, and taking over and just being our strength and being our power and being our grace. God, being our love, God, being the wisdom that lies within, God, and not just in our life, but for our life and through our life. Father, as we go into this day, our prayer, Father God, is something that's said or done on this broadcast today that will encourage, inspire, and strengthen somebody. Lord, we pray, God, that this word will find them and find them in a place, God, to where they can be strengthened and empowered. Father, we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart are acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, let us go and just want to just acknowledge those countries that are listening in. We have the United States, of course. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia, China, and we have Hong Kong. Thank you guys so very much for partnering alongside of us and being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection to be listening in. And this is my soapbox moment or my, I've dubbed it my public service announcement to us that those of these great people that are listening in on the other side of the world, some of these people's lives are in danger daily because they listen to the gospel. For them to hear the gospel, not even to preach the gospel, just to hear the gospel is a sacrilege. And they can very well lose their lives. They can very well lose their lives. Some of them have experienced the loss of life during this time when they're giving their lives before worshiping and praising before the Lord. Their lives have been taken. They have had family members whose lives have been taken. And we here on the United States soil, we cannot take ours for granted. Amen. That is not what we need to be doing. We need to be in the place or in the presence of the Lord, talking to the Lord, thanking God for not just being God, for being a keeper, for being a protector, for being a watchman, for being the one whose hand is not just on our life, but over our life. Amen. He is there to protect, watch, and guide us on a day-to-day basis. We're just excited about what God is doing and what God is saying in this hour, when we know that all things are working together for the good of him who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose on today. Amen. Amen and amen. Listen, again, guys, that number is 563-999-3628, 563-999-3628 to call in to join us on this morning today. We're just excited about what God is going to do, what he's going to speak in this hour, and how he's going to move by his power and by his strength. Today is just a good day. Amen. Today is a good day. Let me be the voice of encouragement to those who are under the sound of my voice on this morning. No matter where you may find yourself at today, know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to do is continue to trust in him, and he will provide and make a way out of no way. He is our keeper. He is our watchman. He has his not only just his hands, but he has his eyes on us. So don't fear about what you see, about what's going on, because he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Only thing we have to do is just continue to trust in him. For the word says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. Amen? Amen. So this morning, know that God has your back. God has you covered in this time, in this place that you're in. And just continue to trust in him, and he will move by his power. He will move by his strength. Amen? Amen. God bless you. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. This is Testimony Tuesday. Testimony Tuesday. Those of you all who have your testimony that you want to share, please feel free to call in this morning and let us know the goodness of the Lord and what God is doing in your life on this morning. Amen. We'll be right back.
People.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer.
Amen. 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 Today is Testimony Tuesday. Testimony Tuesday. Man, it's just exciting just to know that, you know, that what we are, what we're experiencing right now, what we're seeing right now, what God is doing right now, we're just excited about where God is taking the broadcast, taking us, taking you that along with us on today. We thank God for this opportunity to be able to share in the goodness of the Lord. You know, and we sat back, and one of the things that we said, well, I want, God bless you, one of the things we want to make sure that we do is we don't want to ever lose our testimony. Amen. Let me help you this morning. I feel the unction of the Holy Ghost. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost on this morning to share this with you on this morning. We don't ever want to lose our testimony. We don't ever want to lose the fact that what the Word says to us. The Word says to us like this. It says it like this. He said, we overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony, the word of our testimony. When we go through our storms and our issues of life, we have to realize and understand that there is a power that lies within us. And for us to be able to stand strong and stand mighty in Him and in where God is trying to take us and the things that God is saying in the hour that God is saying it in and the place that God is showing us and showing up in our life, listen, we got to understand that no matter what our circumstance or situation is, at the end of the day, there will be a testimony. God will perform that He said that He's going to perform for us. God is going to show up, and He's going to show out in our life. Only thing we have to learn how to do is we have to learn how to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. One of the worst things we can do, people of God, is we can start leaning on our own understanding. Come on here. Step in the room with me for a minute. We're going to go for a ride. We might feel the Holy Ghost on this morning. I feel the shift this morning. I feel the power this morning. I feel like making a shout this morning. Uh-huh. Listen, no matter where you may be at this morning, no matter what the enemy may be trying to present to you, no matter how rough the road may be, no matter how many times the enemy has told you these lies and gave you all these innuendos and all these accusations and all the stuff that he tried to pin on your life this morning, I stopped by to tell you that, watch this here, that after this there is a testimony. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. After this is there is a testimony. I don't care where you may find yourself at, no matter what you may be experiencing, no matter how bad this thing may seem, no matter how rough your road may be, no matter how many times you done cried yourself to sleep, no matter how much stuff you got going on, no matter how many people that turned their back on you, no matter how many doors they've been closed in your face, no matter how many times they done told you that you ain't gonna make it, no matter how many times the doctor done told you that this sickness is unto death, I'm here to tell you this morning that there is a testimony after all of this. Listen, God has a way of showing up and showing out in our life when we allow Him to be God. Watch what the Word says. The Word says all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to His purpose. Let me help you right quick. Let me give you some purpose. Let me give you some strength and let you rise to the top. Let me help you rise above that thing that you're in right now. God has already had this thing fixed from the beginning. Yes, baby, yes. Baby, yes, go ahead on and get you a counter, and I want you to shout. I don't know where you might be at. You might be at your job. You might be, come here, let's talk. You might be at your desk. I don't think I want you to do it. Just go ahead on, just move your feet a little bit. Because watch this. There is a plan that's already in place. God has already set some things in order. God has already put some things in the purpose and the place that when you're going through this thing called the storms of life. life. There is an exit. There is nothing that's built on this earth. There is no, Lord. There's nowhere that you can go. It's illegal. Come here, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the legalities of things. It is illegal for a building to be built and only have one way in and one way in only. Wow. You got to have a way in that place and a way out of it. You got to have a back door. You got to have a window. You got to have some way that somebody, if things get a little crazy, there is an exit. Can I give you some purpose and push you to your destiny this morning right quick? There is an exit to this thing that you're in. Yes, there is a testimony in your text. Yes, there is a deliverance in your dilemma. Yes, there is peace in your place of poverty. Yes, God has already orchestrated some things to help you through. Because of where he's taking us to, there is a clarity of life. There is a clarity to what he's doing. See, sometimes people are gone. The storms or the raging of the storms are the issues of life. Watch this here. It gets us off track. Ah, my goodness gracious, alive on this great Tuesday. Our issues, our circumstances sometimes blinds us to the magnitude or the direction that God is taking us to. We know all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. Purpose is being made manifest not just in us, but purpose is being manifested for us. I'm going to say that again. Purpose is not just being made manifest in us. Purpose is made manifest for us. Because watch this. You that are under the sound of my voice, I want you to hear me real good. Hear me real good. Turn your ears on real loud. Turn, like they used to tell us in elementary school. Turn your ears on, babies. Turn your ears on. Listen. Turn your ears on. Watch. God will not allow us to go through a thing for nothing. I love this scripture. I love this passage of scripture. I love this passage of scripture because this passage of scripture blessed my soul. When I read it, I was just too thrilled. I shared it with y'all yesterday, but I'm gonna share it again because I think somebody needs to hear this. This passage of scripture right here. I'm not gonna preach it. I'm just gonna give you the word that it says. See, it's in 2 Corinthians 15, the last verse 58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." I ain't even going to preach it. I'm just going to set that right down because I want you to know that it does not matter how bad your stuff may look. It don't matter how rough your road may be. It don't matter how many times you done failed. It don't matter how much hell you done been through. There is an answer for you. God has an answer for you. God has a reason for allowing you to go through what you're going through. See, the beautiful thing about tests and trials is this. A test does not do anything, but watch here, but get you to the grave where, oh, come here, where you need to be. Yeah. I used to work construction, and I was the man who made sure that the backhoe driver, the one that was driving the big backhoe, would get the right grade because I held the sign so that the laser eye would hit at the right grade when you're going through, or I mean when he's digging through, trying to make sure that the ground is level. what God is doing to us. He is taking, come here. He is taking some stuff and getting us to the right grade. He has a preacher. Preach this morning. He has to pull some stuff off of us to get us to the right grade. He has, He has to eliminate some people and some circumstances to get us to the right grade. He has to pull us out of some places and out of some people's lives, to get us to the right grade. He has to pull, some mentalities and some mindsets away so he can get us to the right grade. It is purposely designed this way. It's purposely designed this way. Why? Let me help you real quick. Let me bless you to your blessed place. Let me get you to the finality of who you are, the strengthening of who you are, to build you again in the place where who you are. God has orchestrated and designed this place that you're in order for you to see that there is a working behind the scene to get you to, watch it here, the place where you need to be. Sometimes God has to come in and God has to shake some stuff up. That's a good word, preacher. I know it's a good word. Sometimes God has to disrupt some things in our life. Sometimes God has to put calamity in places. I'm trying to preach you to your happy place. Sometimes God has to put calamity in our life. Sometimes God has to put fear in our life. Sometimes God has to put a place of desolation in our life in order for us to get to the right grade. Because, see, what we'll wind up doing is we'll wind up being in a place where we're focusing on this thing. And the thing that we're focusing on, Lord, help me in the Holy Ghost. The thing that we're focusing on, is distracting or keeping us from moving into the place where God has said that we need to be moving into. We'll be focused too long in a place. Watch this. There was not intended for us to be focused on. We should have been moved out of that place, but because we have lost our fight, we have lost our ability to stand. We've fallen, and because we've fallen, we end up staying there because watch what we're doing. We're focusing on the thing that's around us, See, one of the worst things you could do is get satisfied in your fall. Get satisfied. Oh, Lord, you're preaching this morning. Can I help y'all get y'all testimony this morning? You can focus on the loss. You can focus on the hurt. You can focus on the pain, and you will stop moving. And God is saying, "What are you doing? Why have you stopped? What is the reason for you throwing in the towel right here, right now, at this moment in time? Why have you lost your push, people of God? Why have you lost your drive? Why have you lost your attention span to the thing that I'm trying to get you to? Because I'm trying to push you to your purpose and I'm trying to drive you to your destiny. I'm trying to give you the hope that lies within and the strength to overcome that place that the enemy has tried to keep you from seeing, comprehending, understanding, and elevating to that next place that you need to elevate to. And the enemy's desire is to do this. Let me show you what the enemy's desire to do. The enemy's desire is to do this. His desire is to put us into places to where not only do we lose focus, not only do we lose our footing, not only do we lose our push and our drive, but we lose our momentum. See, the momentum is really what keeps the push and the drive going. Because the momentum, what momentum does this. Momentum keeps the wheels rolling. Have you ever seen one of those? Have you ever watched the train take off? When it first take off, it has that little stammer to it. You hear it go, and then all of a sudden, you boom 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 boom. You hear it do that because it's aligning everything up. And as that train starts to go down the track, and if you catch that train maybe 2 or 3 miles up the road, and that conductor have turned that thing to where it's doing maybe 75, maybe 80 miles an hour on that track, and you can see that joker, and it just, they have a lightning train in Japan, and this thing is fast. You see it on the tracks, and it just zoop, it just goes fast. That's why God says we cannot focus on that because it loses our momentum. See, the momentum is so important. Let me tell you why momentum is so important. Momentum is important because it gets you into a place and out of a place because you don't need to be wasting time in somewhere that you don't need to be at. I'm going to say that again. The reason why momentum isn't so important is because it gets you into a place and out of a place. See, if we stop trying to be the savior instead of the person that is working the assignment. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna help somebody today. If you stop trying to be the one that want that to save the world, save that individual, instead of being there to work the assignment. See, a lot of times what we wind up doing is this: we wind up missing the assignment. We'll wind up messing up the assignment. We'll wind up being in the assignment too long because, watch this here, we've gone from the person who's there to work the assignment to being the person, watch this here, who's trying to save the person that's in there. Mm-mm, dude, no ma'am, no sir, nah, that's not your job. Your job is to be the voice. Your job is to be the ear. Your job is to be the encourager. Your job is to be the person that as they look at you, you are the example. Those are the four purposes of people those are the four things that you need to realize that you are in somebody's life when you have an assignment. Those are the four things. The voice, the ear, the encourager, and then you are the one that's the example. Those are the four things. If you're doing more than that, if you babysitting the babies while they go out, come here, let's talk. If you babysitting the babies while they go out and do their thing, you're doing too much. If you dog sitting, you're doing too much. If you house sitting, you're doing too much. If you become the chauffeur for the, come here. If you become the chauffeur for everything, you're doing too much. Your voice is there to encourage and fire strengthen and to give them the ability to stand up on their own. Now, I'm not saying that you're not supposed to take them nowhere. I'm not saying that you ain't supposed to help them if they need help. But what I'm saying is don't make that become, watch the words that come out of the pastor's mouth. Watch this come out of the apostle's mouth. Watch the words that come out of my mouth. Listen very carefully. Do not make that a habit. So many people have burned bridges with me with situations and circumstances. Let me talk about me so I don't want, because I don't want nobody to backslide. I don't want nobody to backslide at church. I have I have had so many people. I have had so many people to burn bridges with me because of the simple fact that they took this thing too far. They took it too far. They took it too far. Because you want me to not only do you want me to be the voice, the ears, you want me to be the encourager, but you want me to be the financial backing. You want me to be the encourager of not just you, but everybody that's connected to you. And no, I'm here for you. And see, this is how, let me help you. This is how you get your assignments messed up, because you go from being the encourager to one to being an encourager to someone else, and that's not your assignment. You actually tapped into somebody else's assignment. And let me help you real quick. Let me give you something to chew on. Unless the Lord Himself tell you, take on that assignment, that's not your assignment. I'm cutting up right now. Y'all calm down. Don't take on no assignments. They're not yours. I've gotten to the point now to where I'm more careful now with how I deal with people and how I deal with circumstances and situations. Not because I am afraid or not because I have something else going on with me or because I got a lot that I'm dealing with. I'm careful with the assignments that I take on simply because I know that the assignments that God gives me, they're there for a reason. I pick that assignment up, I do what I need to do, and then I move on. Listen to me real close. I love being the voice of reason for people. I love being the strength when people are weak. I love being the hope when people need hope. I love being the push when people need to be pushed. I love that. I love it. I love it. Trust me. I love it. That is my passion. My passion is people. But I also realize that my passion for people sometimes can get me in trouble because I'll be focused on things or people or situations or circumstances that I don't need to be focused on. I can move forward into the next thing that I need to move forward in. Without having to worry about a situation or circumstance. Because the word says it like this, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I cannot stumble in a place, watch this here, I cannot stumble in a place that I was not supposed to be in the first place. Can I help you? A lot of us right now are in places that we're not even supposed to be in. Can I get an amen? Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get a bless God? Because a lot of times what we'll do is, again, we'll step into places, people of God, that was not designed for us to be in. And in doing so, we will lose what God is saying, or God is doing, or God is operating in our life because we're focused in a place or on a group of people that we should never be focused on. See, testimonies and tests are necessities for us to get to where we need to be at. Testimonies and tests. Because you do realize that after each testimony, there is another test. After each testimony, there is another test. After each testimony, there is another test. After each testimony, there's another test. After each testimony, there's another test. After each testimony, there's another test. After each testimony, there is another test. How do you think that we have scholars, we have doctors, we have lawyers, we have all these people with these different degrees and all that stuff? Because every time there was a test that was given, they realized that I have to pass this test in order for me to get this, pass this class, so I can become where I need to become. Mm-hmm. You have to go through this thing to become what God has said that you are going to become. Greater is He that is in me than He that is in this world. You are built from the inside out to become what God has inside of you. There's an investment in you. There is an investment in us that God has put inside of us for us to be able to become the most effective piece or the effective part of the puzzle on a day-to-day basis. Every day of our life, we have to realize that there is a test. There is a test. And as the test comes, there's a testimony that's attached to the test. We are better for coming. We are better for coming. Not because we lose hope or we lose sight. We're better for coming because we don't allow the situation or circumstance to overcome us. All things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to His purpose. Don't lose hope in your test. Or should I say, God bless you. Don't lose hope in your testing. Say it like that. Don't lose hope in your testing. Because in your testing, God has a strategic plan for your life. We cannot lose focus. We can't lose focus. We got to keep on. And when I keep on fighting until we get to the end of this battle. Amen? Amen. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
I was sitting in the kitchen, and I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I have all these responsibilities. All this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took two steps forward and you took five steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it, and then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good.
Lift your voice. Come on, tell them today.
You so good to me.
Let's go right here. Everybody lift up your voice.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough.
Because I owe you, Jesus. Say, even if I tried it, it wouldn't work. So good to me. Hallelujah to your name, God. Come on, lift up those
Amen, amen, amen. You have been better than good to me. Again, remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer.
Amen. Amen. Now, this phone, this is something else.
Amen. God bless you guys.
Thank you so very much for continuing to tune in and join in with us every day that you guys are doing it and joining in. People got to remember this. Remember that all we have to do is continually, consistently trust in the Lord. He will direct our path. Some days we don't always know the direction that we're going to go in. Sometimes we don't always know how we're going to overcome the storms. We don't always know how to overcome the rain. But can we be the voice of hope to you in this time that you're in? Can we be the words of encouragement to you that will push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny on today? God has a plan set up for your life. And in order for us to be effective in that, we have to learn how to focus in the places that we need to focus in, because wasted time can't be taken. You can't go get that back. I'm just a bearer of the news. I'm just a messenger on this morning. But wasted time, ladies and gentlemen, you can't go get back. You can't go back and get wasted time. Time that you have spent on people or things that very well, number one, shouldn't have even been addressed in the beginning. And number two, it shouldn't have been the thing that caught your attention. Just gonna be honest with you. I'm trying to give you something that'll help you on this morning. I'm trying to give you something that'll push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny on this morning. That thing that you have been wasting all that time on, somewhere you've been 10, 15, 20-something years. 20, 15 years on a place or a thing, and you've been wasted all that time. You built a relationship with a thing that you shouldn't have even built a relationship with. You built a relationship in a place that you shouldn't have built a relationship in. You've given attention to things that you shouldn't even give attention to. And sometimes, I'm going to be honest with you, sometimes we just have to reap the after effects, the drawback, or however you want to call it. We got to reap that. We just have to ride that thing out. It is what it is. You just gotta ride that thing out. I mean, it's just what it is. In this life, you just got to learn. You just got to ride it out. And a lot of times, people of God, I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of times, we ride out things, we ride out situations, we ride out circumstances, we ride out all this stuff simply because of the fact that we've made decisions, watch this shit, that we shouldn't have been made in the first place. It is our own fault that we are where we are. It is our own fault that we're dealing with what we're dealing with. It is what it is. We have to learn how to build ourselves up over and keep on trucking. I learned how to pull ourselves up, keep on trucking. It is what it is. It is what it is. And learn how to be strong about it. Learn how to be strong about it. Go get on, take the bumps and the bruises of the mistakes that we made. Watch the show. Don't be frustrated in it, because that's going to make the test last longer than what it needs to be. And just go on over and say, okay, God, I hear you. I accept this thing that I've done. I accept the place where I am. And I'm just going to go ahead on and I'm going to move forward. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're going to go ahead on and we're going to go into our overcoming scripture, go into our overcoming prayer, and then we're going to pray for those who have submitted their prayer request into the Worldwide Gospel Connections Facebook pages or Abba House, wherever you guys have submitted your request. We're going to pray for you this morning. Amen. So my wife is going to go ahead on and share the overcoming scripture, and we'll go from there.
Amen, amen. The overcoming scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen, amen, amen. Now, I'm not going to go into a long, drawn-out spiel this morning with the prayer this morning. Those of y'all who have, you know where you are. You know where you need to be at. You know what type of situation and circumstance you are in that you need to be focusing on the direction that you need to go in. And your lifestyle does not line up with where you need to be. And because it does not line up where you need to be at, I am going to be the voice that's going to speak to you this morning that will tell you this. Time is winding up. And time is getting short. And there's not a lot that we can do as a people to tell you the importance of it. We could tell you that, but it's a decision that you need to make to say, okay, I'm just going to give my life to the Lord and go on. Because see, one thing that preachers we have to learn is we cannot push anybody to be saved. We can offer it to you, but it's ultimately your decision to receive or reject. It's ultimately your decision to receive or reject. With that being said, we as pastors, we as preachers, we as the apostle, we as the bishop or the minister or the evangelist that tried to put that thing out there to you, we just want you to know that we don't want to see you in a bad place. We don't want to see you in this thing and you're not fully ready to make that transition when the time comes. So our prayer today is to get you to the place where you need to be at to receive who God is in your life. Amen? To receive who God is in your life. So let us do this. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. We're going to pray. I want you to submit your hearts and your mind real quick. Let us pray. And when we pray, we're going to pray this prayer. And our prayer is that you receive what God has given to you. Amen? We're going to pray this prayer. We're going to submit it to you. Those of you all who would like to walk alongside Christ this morning, y'all pray this prayer with me. A simple prayer. Just repeat what I'm saying. And it will help you. I promise you, it'll help you to get you where you need to be at. Say these words with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned and I have fallen short of your glory. But Lord, I ask today that you will become a part of my life. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died for my sin and was raised from the dead, and I am saved. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Just that simple. Just that simple. Just that simple. That prayer right there, that prayer right there, that simple prayer right there, it gave you access to the kingdom. That prayer right there gave you access to the kingdom. Now watch. We're going to give you some keys this morning to help you along the way as you come into your new relationship with Christ. We're going to give you some keys, and once we give you these keys, I'll be back and we're going to pray for those who have submitted their prayer request.
Amen, amen, amen. The first key is to get your Bible, NIV or King James. The second key is to find your church home, whether you go visit churches physically or online. But you're welcome to come to the Abba House International every Sunday at 10:15. Also, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. This is very crucial since you surrender your life to Christ. Again, one, get your Bible, King James or NIV. Two, find your church home. And remember, you're welcome to come listen to service at the Abba House International at 10:15 on Sunday, live on Facebook. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word.
Amen, amen. As the old Baptist church say, govern yourself according to the announcements. Amen, amen. Listen, let us pray for those who have submitted their prayer requests into those media sites, either the Worldwide Gospel Connection and gmail.com. Maybe you guys went to the Abba House International at gmail.com. Maybe you went to the Abba House Facebook page. Maybe you even went to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page. Or maybe you went to the Blog Talk Radio / Worldwide Gospel Connection. Wherever you may have submitted your prayer request, we have those prayer requests. And those of y'all who have not had an opportunity to submit your prayer request, don't worry, we got you. We got you covered. We got you covered. What we want you to do, though, after that is when you get the opportunity to submit your prayer request into those media sites. Those media sites that I mentioned, you can leave your prayer request in any one of those slots, and we will be glad to take care of those for you. Amen? Amen. So without wasting any more time, let us go before the Father. Gracious Master and King, Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies, God, that is a part and attached to our life today. God, we're calling on your name this morning, God, knowing that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly. Father God, above all we can ask and think, Father, we trust you beyond what we see. God, we know that all we have to do is just trust in the Lord and lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him and you will direct our path. Father, walk with us on this morning. Strengthen us on this morning. God, build us up on our weakened side, God. God, give us the understanding to know that even in the midst of our trials and in the midst of our tribulations, God, that you're able to step in and be God and be big in our life. God, we're able to stand in this place, God, and know, God, that no matter how bad our situation or circumstance may be, God, that you're able to do what you said you're going to do. God, you're going to be our strength. You will be the hope that lies within. God, you'll be the guide that meet us in the midst of in every place and everything that we need to walk into. God, give us the understanding to know that you are, God, our hope. God, you are our peace. You are our wisdom. You are our power. God, and we're able to stand in that thing. God, we pray for those who have submitted their prayer request, every situation and circumstance. Father, we pray that you would move by your power and by your strength. God, do what you do best, and that is be God and be big. God, there are those that have urgent requests, God, up before you. God, they have 911 situations, Lord. Lord, our prayer that you would walk in right now on that 911 situation, God, and turn it for that good. God, go in and turn the situation, fix it for them, God. God, whatever it may be, God, whether it be something in their bodies, whether it be financial, whether it be emotional, God, whether it be with their children, God, whether it be a place of bereavement, God, whether it be a place of relationship with their husband or with their wife, God, strengthen them on every hand. God, give them to know that, God, you will work that thing out, God, and that you have the ability, Father God, to do what you say you're going to do, and that it be God and be big in their life. God, on every hand, God, we thank you right now, God, for building us up on every hand, for being the peace that lies within, the hope that lies within, the joy that lies within, the strength that lies within, God. God, you are that what we need on every single hand, and you will not leave us nor forsake us, oh God. God, but you will be there for us, God, in the midst of and in the midst over, God, into it, God, into that next, into the next dimension, into the next area that we shift into. God, you'll be right there with us. And, Father, we thank you in advance, God, for all you're doing right now, in and before our life. God, let us not be weary in well-doing, because we know that all things will work if we faint not. God, gird up our legs, gird up our minds, gird up our hearts, gird up our spirits today. God, as we go through this challenging of life, God, and know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We trust you, Father God, not only beyond what we see, but, Father, we trust you beyond where we are. God, give us the ability, Lord God, to see those things and speak those things that be not as though they were. Lord, we know, God, that you are a peace, God, that lies within, your hope that lies within, your joy that lies within. And that in the midst of that, God, you will show yourself strong and you will show yourself mighty. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, oh God. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, oh God. God, we call that thing, God. God, we pray for every doctor, every nurse, every person that's dealing with sicknesses, God, across this country, God, every hospital, every home health care worker, God, every place, God, that there is, God, a possibility that this coronavirus can be. God, we pray, God, right now, God, that you would cover and keep them and protect them. God, we pray that you would touch their lives even now. God, we pray that you would build them up and strengthen them on every side. God, let them know that you are God and you are God all by yourself. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. We thank you guys so very much for listening in and tuning in this morning. Guys, remember that number, 563-999-3628. Remember to share that number. Share this broadcast. Remember to share. Remember to join us on Wednesdays and on Sundays, at Wednesdays at 7:15 and Sundays at 10:15 for the Abba House International. We have our Bible studies at 7:15 p.m., and then we have our morning service at 10:15 on Sunday morning, all on Facebook Live. Remember to join us, tune in. The Abba House is up and running. We're excited about what God is doing. We're excited about the places that God is taking us in the Abba House. Also, guys, remember to join us right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection Monday through Friday for all of our fantastic broadcast opportunities that we have available. We have our Man of Monday. We have our Testimony Tuesday, our Worship and Wisdom Wednesdays, our Wednesday Thursday, and our Freestyle Fridays. Listen, this is where God has placed his hand, and we believe that all things are working together for our good. We're just excited about what God is doing. Listen, those of you all who would like to sow a seed into the broadcast, please feel free to go to either one of the two cash apps that are available. We have $WGC2020 or $TheAbbaHouse. You can sow your seed there. Those of you all who can, please sow a seed of $10. Just sow a seed of $10 to the Abba House or to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Any one of those places, a seed of $10, if you would. Just to be a blessing to the Abba House, just to be a blessing to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And again, we're just excited about what God is doing in your life. That seed that you sow will greatly help and impact with what we're doing here at the Abba House, amen, and at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Also, you guys that are looking for those T-shirts for the Worldwide Gospel Connection and for the Abba House, they are available. You can send your finances to those meeting, those, I'm sorry, to those cash apps that I just mentioned, the $WGC2020 or $TheAbbaHouse. You can send it to either one of those two cash apps. Also, guys, please remember to send your request through your email. Those of you all who are ordering T-shirts, send your request through the email first so we'll know how to allocate your funds that you're sending to us for what purpose they are purposed for, because we have to make sure that those funds go to the right place. Amen. Again, the T-shirts for the adults are $20. The children T-shirts are $15. You can go to either one of those spots. You can send your request to the email addresses that we have set up. Either one of the email addresses, we will get it. It's either the Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com, or you can go to the Abba House International at gmail.com. You can put your request in there, and we will be more than happy to hear of your request as far as your T-shirts are concerned. Again, we are just excited about what God is doing in this hour. Listen, those of you all who have requests for all, you can send your requests to those emails and addresses as well. We have the all available. The all is not for sale. This all is for free. We give this all away. Again, this all is free, F-R-E-E, free. We give it away. We don't have no gimmicks. We don't have all this other stuff that's going on. We don't believe in all of that. That's just my personal, like I told y'all yesterday, this is my personal preference. I don't believe in no blessed soap on a rope. I don't believe in no blessed towels. I don't believe in no holy socks. I don't believe in no holy water from the holy land that they got out their sink of their kitchen. None of that stuff. Other than I just don't believe in it. I believe that the anointing comes from the prayer. The application of the oil is the application of what needs to be done. The oil is just the application. It's the point of contact. It's basically what the oil is. When you pray, you lay hands on those, anoint them and lay hands on them is what the word says. So it's the application of the word is basically what you're doing. You're putting that word into action. Amen, amen, and amen. So listen, we thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening in. And those of you all who are partnering up with us. Now, remember, guys, those of you all who have commercials that you would like for us to mention right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, please feel free to go to those email addresses. Again, those email addresses is theworldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com or theabbahouseinternational@gmail.com to drop your requests for your businesses. And what you can do is leave your name and your number, and we will get in contact with you, and we will let you know the terms and conditions of being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection as a advertiser. Thank you so very much again for coming in and tuning in and partnering up with us on this morning. Listen, all of our countries on the other side of the world, whatever time you guys are listening to us in, we thank you so much for taking out that time. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. I can't go to call the names and countries because if I go to call the names and countries, I'm going to mess them up, some of them up. So listen, I love you guys. We love you so much. We thank you for tuning in. Continue to listen and continue to be a part of this. Continue to be a part of this great move that God is doing and continue to pray one for another. Remember, all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Amen. We love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. You guys have a fantastic day. Still I declare it.
made it through. See, I didn't lose. I experienced loss at a major cost, but I never lost faith in you. So if you see me cry, it's just a sign that I'm still alive. Oh yeah, I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of my life, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good, and it's building my testimony.
I made it through.
In spite of the storm and rain.
In spite of the storm and rain.
I'm still alive.
Declaring
that I made it through.
I didn't lose.
Experience loss.
And I made it through. But I never lost faith.
I'm so glad
I made it.
Is there anybody in here have that testimony?
I made it through.
I made it through.
Spite of the storm.
A lot of
us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
No one can understand. all that is within me. Bless his holy, keeping, saving name. So God, we lift you. God, we magnify you. I feel Jesus. You reign. And you rule. You're worthy, you're worthy. Yes, you are. Everybody say, God, I look to you, say,
I won't be overwhelmed.
Give me vision to see things like you do. Say, God, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. Say, give me wisdom. You know just what to do. Just what to do, you know just what to do, you know just what to do. Everybody say, I will love you. Together, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our God reigns. sing it, say. Forever all my days, it's hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, our God reigns. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Forever all my days, oh God, sing hallelujah.